Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
And I'm Reba Haas from Team Reba. Apparently cricking it over here. I've got like creaky sounds on my microphone.
The squeaky,
what was that?
Scary Halloween.
I know, I was
going to
say
microphone.
It's like,
oh, stop. That's like fingernails on a chalkboard.
I know. I loved watching everybody's eyebrows just shoot straight up when I just did that. That's awesome.
Yeah, you made the hair stand up straight on the top of my head there. So, yeah.
What hair?
That's right. That's how bad it was.
The fuzz?
That's right.
What you're saying, the fuzz?
Hey, before we get into with our guest, I'd like to do a quick shout out. So, I'm looking for contractors. Licensed, bonded, insured contractors. I do a fair amount of renovation lending. So when you want to buy a home but it needs work to be done on it, or you want to just make cool improvements, we do financing that combines the purchase of the home plus the renovations.
Right.
And contractors are being more and more difficult to find that are willing to either work on projects like that or have the capability to do a little bit of extra paperwork, because there's a little bit of extra paperwork, I'll be honest about it. And so if you're
a
contractor out there.
But it's a stream of potential long-term business, because, I mean, we're on an upcycle right now, but that won't last forever.
Absolutely. And it's a good, solid, long-term, stable type business. We're always working on transactions like this. I have probably 4 transactions right now where we're having a hard time getting contractors to show up.
Yeah, because you were asking me for some contacts, and I sent you some. Did you? Were they not? They didn't work out?
Well, we're still working on them. But
I was going to say, because if they're not, tell me and I'll go slap some people
responsive. Some that they're just like too busy to show up. And are a contractor out there, if you know good contractors, reach out to us. You can reach me tweet me at Eric is my banker, or you can email eric@ericismybanker.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and we also need.
Maybe we should get some other connections over at the Master Builders Association.
There you go.
And maybe even over to RTC.
Might have to work that a little bit.
With the Construction Excellence Department over there.
Absolutely.
Might be useful.
Yep.
So, okay. All right. Well, now that we're done with the.
Yeah.
Okay. So you have the idea of like, you got to go fix it up, but then you got to go make it look nice.
Yeah. Then we got to make it look pretty.
Yes.
And that's where our guest comes in, Jason Reardon.
And Justin.
Did I say Jason?
Oh, my God.
It's
because you gave him the entry of saying, this is what people normally do. So, of course, that's exactly what Eric did.
Right, of course I did. Yeah, of course.
He's famous for that on this show.
Justin Reardon.
He mangles almost everybody's name. Yeah, right. Last week we had the Hudspeths, and you were calling him something completely different.
Yeah, I kind of botched that one up too. But
I usually don't allow him to like introduce people.
It's so everybody gets my name wrong, and I just kind of sit and I just nod. As long as you call me, I could care less. Everybody around me gets super uncomfortable and is like, "No, that's not his name." I'm like, it's okay.
Well,
it's okay.
At least we help to brand your business though for you.
Yeah. So I mean, now our nickname, the actual name is Spade and Archer, and it used to be our nickname was Spade and Neutered, and now it's Hose and Bows. Which just,
I'm so glad we could help.
Yeah, it's all kinds of wrong, but you know, as long as people remember us, if you go to hoseandbows.com, you won't find us. But
although you might want to go pick up that, you know,
we will pick it up.
You
might just in case.
Go pick it up just in case. But okay, so Justin Reardon,
yes,
of Spade and Archer.
Correct.
Okay, so do tell our audience, where did Spade and Archer come from?
Where did Spade and Archer come from?
Yes.
So
did you come from?
In San Francisco when I was in my early 20s, I was reading a book called The Maltese Falcon. In the book, there's a main character, Sam Spade. His partner is Miles Archer, who dies in the first paragraph of the book. He goes home after investigating the murder of his partner, and he goes home to my building that I am sitting in reading this book. And he describes it to a T, and the apartment is described to a T. I'm literally sitting in the apartment that's being described in the book.
Very cool.
So I go to the landlord.
Did it make you start looking around and get a little worried about your neighbors?
Yeah. I went to the landlord. I was like, what gives? Why does Sam Spade live in our building? And he's like, oh, well, when Dashiell Hammett wrote the book, he lived in the building, and the guy who lives in the corner unit won't let us even change out like the plumbing because he says it's historically significant. It's a huge pain in the butt.
Wow.
And I was like, that's the coolest thing ever. If I ever own my own business, I'll call it Spade and Archer. So we changed it from detective agency to design agency. So that's where the name comes from.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I love it.
Has nothing to do with home staging whatsoever.
But what a cool original story.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, most people do. It's just like, you know, Team Reba.
Where did that come from, Reba? I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. But you know what? Actually, when I went through my branding exercise 13 years ago, because I came into the real estate industry, which I was a little bit different at the time, no comment, in that because I had a business background and a corporate background, that I knew coming in, I wanted to have an exit strategy. I wanted to have a saleable business at the end of the day.
Yep.
And so the idea of creating a team, of course I had to have that because you don't just do it all by yourself, which is what most of the agents did at the time. And the branding exercise was, well, how do I get it out of just me and my name? Even though the REIB is there, like we're still even talking about a redesign of that to possibly make it be Real Estate's Best Agents. Mm-hmm. Like take my name and turn it into an acronym.
Nice.
Right? So the idea was, okay, we need something that's easy to remember, website, emails, all the other stuff. Like it's simple, you know, because that's the hallmark of good marketing,
right?
Right, is something that's memorable.
Yes.
And maybe has a story behind it because that also kind of helps, you know, sear it into people's brains and whatnot. And just, you know, from stylistically, the logo management and everything is like four letters, different ways you could do the design in so many different ways. And that kind of, you know, spun that off, right? Yeah. So that's where we've been the whole time. And I do wonder every once in a while, okay, as things have changed over the industry, should I get my personal name out of it? But it just depends.
It depends on what works for you.
It depends, right?
You know, in my business at this point, I don't really even have much client contact. Mm-hmm. Everything goes through our design managers. And so if it's called, you know, Justin Bearden Interior Design or Staging Company, mm-hmm. and Justin Bearden doesn't show up,
right,
people get upset and they like, right, I need Justin.
Right.
And
that's the challenge in real estate, is so, all these big teams that are forming now. Some people are like, well, how come I don't have, you know, the head
person,
or they feel hand it off to somebody, and we do everything collectively, so it really doesn't end up being that way in our team. But I look like you're, as your business is growing, I mean, you're in three cities, there is no way you could possibly be in all places at one time.
I'm basically
right?
just always on an airplane pretty much.
But that's a good business manager right there. That's a good head of a company, because anyone listening to the show, because a lot of the demographics of this station are people who are in businesses, own businesses, and they understand that they can respect that setup, right?
Yeah.
So tell us more. Okay, so Spade and Archer, what a fun name.
Yeah.
What a cool thing.
Thank you.
The fact that it actually really has a personalized aspect to it. I love that.
Yeah.
Absolutely love it. So tell us more about like how it grew to where it is.
So it started off, it was me, and then there was also me. And then there was me. And so I was doing,
team me.
Yeah, team me pretty much. I was like lifting couches in the morning and then like changing my outfit in the car to go into a consultation. And I'd be like all floppy, sweaty in a suit.
Oh God,
like,
I've totally been there.
And then changing back into shorts again to like lug a couch into a house by myself. And I came down with appendicitis. And I landed in a hospital bed for 3 days. And my husband told the doctor, if you let him leave, he'll go to work. You can't do it. So he kept me in the hospital for 3 days. And he said, you can't lift anything for 6 weeks. And so it forced me to hire somebody else. And I hired two people, two movers, to come in. And I started to see the potential of that.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually I got to the point where I started hiring design managers. And my business coach said to me, when you hire people to replace yourself, you will lose clients, period, flat out.
Oh, yeah. It's
and
bound to happen.
Yeah. I lost like 3 awesome clients and I gained 20 more awesome clients because I expanded the pipeline. And every time we've made a transition, even when we opened the Seattle office and I wasn't working in Portland all the time, we lost clients in Portland.
Right.
But then it made it so that we got more clients in Seattle. And so I've always been told that if you can hire somebody to do a job, 80% as good as you can do that job, then you should hire them.
Yeah.
Hold on to the things that you're excellent at. And so I've held on to the parts of the business that I don't feel like anybody else can really do, which is pretty much marketing, PR, and procurement. Those are my 3 roles. Other than that, our team is awesome. There's 20 of us, and they do a great job. They're all educated. They've all got design degrees. They go through 6 months of training before they're allowed to even talk to a client. So,
oh wow,
yeah, it's pretty intense.
That's intense. Yeah. Oh, but I love
it
though.
For a small business, that's extremely impressive that you're so rigorous with your training and everything.
The training is very on job. So you're moving couches, you go in and you start off doing it and you're in the trenches. The first day you go in and you actually destage a house, take furniture out so you can see what a finished product looks like.
So tell us a little bit about that. How
I was going to say, ask Mariska what she did yesterday.
What did you do yesterday, Mariska?
I got to move some couches.
She helped me stage a house yesterday.
Nice.
Well, there you go. You could be a intern for hoes and bows too.
Yeah, exactly.
So that paid internship.
Yeah. definitely.
Oh,
so,
gosh.
Just go with bike, I come and poach people from your radio show. Nice. That's a good business model.
No, we can. Well, part of why you're also on here is because we are hiring out more and more of our work. Because I've been providing staging since 2003, and it's all been my own inventory.
Right.
And we're moving away from that.
It becomes exhausting, and you start to figure out.
Oh, yeah.
Out,
like, and I have a bad back. 13 years later, I'm older.
In the hour that I moved that couch, how many offers could I have written?
Exactly. You
know, and so we have we're finding that a lot more in Seattle versus we did in Portland. There's a lot of real estate agents that do their own staging here.
Mm-hmm.
And I
think one gal calls them stagents.
Yeah. The reason that they've done that is that there hasn't been the super accessible, good staging at an affordable price here in Seattle.
And not even just that, one that stays around long enough.
Because it is an exhausting business. If you try to do it by yourself forever, you end up with, like, you know, torn apart knees and a bad back, and it's hard on you. So, you know, I think that being able to provide an option that's both affordable and good quality staging is where Spraden Archer has come in and made a difference here. So, it's been, the response has been fantastic so far.
Well, I'm super excited about it because, like I said, we're looking at all of this. So in a way, this is kind of like an on-air job interview for you.
No pressure. No pressure.
But no, I mean, just given where our client base is going and, you know, what we're trying to do, I mean, this is, I think it's great. And when you came and gave a presentation to our RE/MAX office, I was very impressed, and not just by your socks.
Thank you. So, I don't remember what color I have on that day.
They were fun. They had a cool pattern on them, and they were kind of bright, actually.
We're sporting baby pink today.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I want to say you had like green or something. They were kind of fun, but they were like a bright green. But no, you had such a great business model that I thought, okay, we've got to get you in front of as many people as possible, because I have looked at bringing in other staging companies in the past. And what's been going on in the Seattle area is there's all these people who, oddly enough, they call themselves stagers, but they own no inventory whatsoever of their own. Mm-hmm. They just want to go into a house that someone already lives in and move their stuff around. And they think that's what staging is.
Yes.
And that's not completely the full story. And so it's just been odd because, you know, I'd like to get rid of my inventory. I want to do some other things. So, you know, we're looking at our options. So I'm super excited you're here. I want to hear more about this. And we'll be back in a few here at Open House with Team Reba.
Got a question? Call it in. 866-712-1300.